We know that it is not every minister, it's not every pastor that will allow us to come and stand behind their pulpit and speak to their people. So I don't take it lightly this afternoon. I just give God glory. I give God glory, and as the song was sung, there's just something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus, for it is the sweetest name that I know. It's the sweetest name that I know. I bring you greetings also from Spring Lake Memorial Missionary Baptist Church in Spring Lake, North Carolina, where my pastor is the Reverend John McCoy Jr. And I will say to Pastor Bagley, I don't need the note. I didn't make him aware that I was coming. And he gave me his good graces. And he said, go, baby, and do what I know that the Lord has called you to do. So I just count it a privilege to be here this afternoon. And I thank God that I am able to stand. I thank God for Sister Faye, who introduced me. And I said to her, just say that I just love the Lord. Because it's not necessary. I see that you wrote a whole lot of stuff in that bio, in the program. And I said, it's not necessary for us to have all of that stuff. Because it's just stuff. Words on a paper. Unless you love the Lord and you can prove that you love him. And so I pray that you will know when you leave here this afternoon that I simply love the Lord. I would be remiss if I did not recognize my husband. My husband of 48 years, and I thank God for him. He is such a staunch supporter and a partner in ministry. And I thank God for him, Brother Eugene. And you can just wave your hand, hon. Okay. We were so blessed as we were preparing to come. And whenever my sister in Christ invited me, and one of my friends and one of her friends from the church said, if you go and I'm going. And so Sister Loretta Shields, I thank God for her. Because she was willing to come, flew on the plane with us, and we just thank God for that. And then whenever I got here, I recognized that there were some friends that have been in our church and that we love so dear. Have watched her children grow up, and the grand girls. She lives over in Alabama. And Faye told me that she was going to be here. And so I said, God is good. And I said, I know she's not coming to support me. She must be coming to support Faye. But I just know that she is here because she loves the Lord and she loves both of us. So I thank God for her being here, Sister Hazel Wood and her friend. She got a traveling companion there. And so we're glad to have them from Alabama to come over here and to support us. We thank God for the training and the family fellowship and relationship that we've had with people from so many places and the years that we have spent and the training that we have gotten at Spring Lake Memorial. So I thank God for my pastor. I say to you this evening that God is good, and Faye and Kim have been gracious hosts to us since Thursday. And we will be leaving on Tuesday, going back to North Carolina. And I just say to you that I know that our visit is not yet finished, because I think Kim and Gene have one more fishing trip. But I know that I said all of that. I had to get it out of the way, Pastor. But I said all of that because I want you to know, women of Macedonia, that I don't take it lightly that you would have agreed for me to come and to spend time with you this day on such an occasion. First Lady Baggett, you made it difficult. I was sitting here as I listened to the message this morning, and I said, Faye, what have you gotten me into? Because, you know, you'd rather go first. And even if you don't do good, maybe somebody can come and pick it up. But I said, Lord, she put me on the program for this evening. And we had such a glorious word this morning. So I say to you, thank you. You've already given them the word and the foundation. So I'm just going to run on through here. All right. Okay, that's what we're going to do. I just say that I thank God for that dynamic word that came forth. You know, today is Pentecost Day. Did anyone just think? It's been 50 days since Jesus ascended into heaven. 50 days since we celebrated his death, burial, and resurrection. And here we are celebrating women. But I want to bring one point to you, and then I'm going into the message. But I want to bring one point to you about the Pentecost Day. I said it's somehow connected. Because everywhere that Jesus went, there were some women that went behind him. Didn't matter who else might have been there. There was always some women. One of those women was his mother, but there were some other women that were willing to go just to be praying behind him, walking with him and recognizing that he was sent from God. So women, we have been on the journey a long time. We've been on a journey for a long time, and we are not finished yet. Because I say that if we took all of the women out of the church, amen, some would have to close the doors. Right. Don't start throwing any stones at me. Of course, I thank God for you. You sang so beautifully. And for every man that is in the building, I thank God for you. Amen. But today is Women's Day. Amen. Okay, it's Women's Day. And so I may say a little more about women because of that. And then on your day, if you invite me back, I can tell you a whole lot about men, too. Because God has blessed you as well. But I say to you this afternoon that I am just grateful. I am grateful. And I would say to all of the women of Macedonia, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. And there is a word, if you will go with me. And I am keeping with the theme. I heard our first lady say that she was keeping with the theme just as it was written, and she gave it to you in such an explanation that I wouldn't dare go in that direction. But I say that I'm going to use a portion of the scripture that was read to you earlier this morning from Ecclesiastes 3. And we are going to talk from that scripture. If you will turn with me to the third chapter. And because we have already heard it, and you have heard it over and over and over again as you have been preparing for this Women's Day celebration, I'm going to read just an excerpt from it. It says in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. And then verse 11 were the scriptures that you heard read to you this morning. I choose to read the first verse. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Then I'm going to read verse 11. And it says, he had made everything beautiful in his time. His time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you right now. As humbled, Lord, as we know how, We're at your feet, Jesus. And Lord, we know that if it is that we are lifted up, that you will do it. If we are to speak, you will speak through us. We give you glory and we give you praise for preaching power this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk from the theme, and I'm going to change it just a little bit. Got to change it just a little bit. But women of God, I came to tell you that it is your season. The question was asked this morning, is it your season? And I say to you this evening, we declare unto you that it is your season. It is your season. For we are living in a time in that in and everything is going on. From day to day, as we listen to the news and we hear about things, we have absolutely no idea as to what we might hear. And we sometimes try to figure out how in the world could that happen. But anything can happen in the world. Anything can happen in the world. The one thing that we have to be reminded of is that we are not of the world. We live in it, but we are not of it. And that's the reason that sometimes things will just kind of take us back. You know, I stand back sometimes and I say to my husband whenever we're talking, I say, I'm not surprised by anything anymore. There was a time whenever I would be a bit surprised if I heard about this and I heard about that and I heard about a school shooting or I heard about a family being murdered or I heard about a church shooting or I heard about this, and I would say, oh, I don't understand. But the more that I study the word, the more that I set aside myself and I just pray to the Lord and I meditate before him, the more that he shows me that I've already told you that an end time was going to come. Yes. And in that end time, before it happened, everything and anything was going to take place. Yes. Church, I don't know when the last day is, and I'm so glad that God didn't give it to man, because man would have tried to fix it his way. Yeah. But he didn't do that. But instead, he said, I'll send you a sign. And if you study his word, women, and you know about his word, you will know that we are living in that time. Whenever daughters are against mothers. Whenever wives are against husbands. Women, don't start throwing anything at me. But I just want you to know that some of us are not in our place either. We will shout hallelujah on Sunday morning and say some of every kind of hallelujah any other day of the week. And none of those others will have anything to do with God. So if you didn't really want to hear the truth, maybe you got the wrong one. But I'm up here now. I'm up here now. So you might as well just be prepared to hear what thus saith the Lord. You know, as we were looking, I say all the time that we in America have been so blessed. More so than any other nation, if you really think on it. We have been able to have liberties in these United States that most people or some countries would never even think of. We've been able to actually be free to do pretty much whatever that we wanted to do. If you wanted to start a business, you could do that. If you wanted to act like a nut, you could do that. If you didn't want to do nothing, you could do that. And the system will support you. Yeah. I just say to you that life can be chaos. But I want you to take just a little journey with me for a moment, if you will. It says, to everything there is a season, and we were told what a season is this morning. And a time of every purpose, to every purpose under the heavens. Ain't nothing new. We've already heard that, and we learn it in the Word. But it says that God has made everything beautiful in His time. He's made us beautiful in His time. Because if truth be told, some of us have been a mess. We might have thought we looked good on the outside. Dressed up. Hats on. Tilted over to the side. Shoes so high that we can't stand up straight. Rubbing down at night just so that you can walk in them high heel shoes. And we've been so nasty on the inside that God would say, I don't care what you look like on the outside, but you've got to do something about your heart. You've got to change your heart. You got to change your heart. You've got to know that you can't come to be with me in paradise. You can't come and be with me before the throne of God. You can't come until you clean up from the inside out. Doesn't matter what you put on the outside. You can wear white until you die. You can use all the Clorox that you want to use and all those other kinds of whiteners that they have available to us now. But it's not until you clean up the inside that you are acceptable before our Lord. Yes. I say that I have a few questions that I just want to ask you. Just a few. Did you ever think in your lifetime that you would live to see some of the chaos that's going on around in our society? Have you ever experienced so many changes in your life, both good and bad? Have you ever, was there ever a time when life seemed so simple that you wished you could just go back to that time? Because now it's too difficult, it's too hard, and you just don't know what to do. Did you ever think in your life, that your life could become what it is right now? And finally, the question is, did you ever feel worthy of a life rich and warm and loving as only a relationship with Jesus Christ could bring? So many times, women, we have felt that if we had the love of a man, that was all that we needed. Because he'll treat me good. And he will say something loving to me. And sometimes you settle for him just saying it to you when the lights are out and you are in your bed. But he get up the next morning and there ain't no peace in your house. Did you ever think in your lifetime that you would live when every day could be like a Sunday because of the relationship that you have with Jesus? Some of us didn't even begin to imagine that. We never thought that we could have peace and all hell is breaking loose. But we can walk in peace. Why can we do that? We can do it because of the relationship with Jesus Christ. I've asked you those questions because I want you to focus on the seasons in life. that you've already seen. And yet there are some others that you hope to see. And we believe that if you have a desire to change, you have a desire for growth, and you have a desire for renewal, that it can take place because Jesus came that we could have that. I just say to you that this is a new season. I want every woman in the building just to say with me one time, it's a new season.
It's a new season.
It's a new season. It's a new season. It doesn't matter what your yesterday looked like, because it's gone and you can't do anything about that. But whenever we look at and we read in this word of God, and I sometimes say that we get so busy, and I'm guilty too sometimes. You say, oh, but you're a preacher. Yes, God called me, but I'm not exempt from life experiences. And ain't nobody else in here either. I don't care how long you've been ministering. Some stuff gonna come your way, and you are not gonna know what to do with it. And you just have to throw your hands up in the air and say, God, I give it to you. Yeah. Children acting crazy. I don't know what to do with them, Lord. I don't even know where to find them. Yes. Husband loved me in public, but he don't love me at home. Yeah. All kinds of things can be going on. And what I say that you would say is, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I don't know where I'd be. Women, I declare unto you this afternoon, and we should declare together to ourselves that it's time for a new season. A new season. Jesus has made everything beautiful in his time. Do you understand what he's saying whenever you read that? What he's saying is that he never told you that you were not going to have to go through some things that were not pleasant. He never told you that it was going to be easy. He never told you that you were never going to have to cry. He never told you that you would sometimes be sad in your heart and in your spirit. He never told you any of that. But what he did say is that I'll make a way out of no way. What he did say is that I'll hold you in the hollow of my hand and no man can pluck you out. What he did say is that, lo, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the earth. I'll never leave nor forsake you.
That's what he said.
That's his word. But sometimes we forget that. So today I want to tell you about something we can overcome unsurmountable circumstances, women. I want you to know that persistence is power if we faint not. And I want you to know that no matter what you are going through, there is worth in waiting on the Lord. And in order to get these points across to you, I want to share a story with you. And I want to go to the word with this story. There was a woman whose name was Hannah. You say, sometimes, you know, we feel that we just want to talk about specific women. Hannah's not really talked about, even though she is known in the scripture in the Old Testament. But Hannah was a woman that somehow have touched my heart. A woman that I can kind of talk to you about. Hannah was a woman who was married to a man named Elkanah. And there were two wives in the house. Let us all just say, thank God for Jesus. Because I just don't know how much God that I could have. Because she said this morning, I'm just going to lay all of that down for for a minute, and I'm getting ready to get this thing straight. If there was another wife in the house, I don't know what I would do. So Hannah lived in a home where there was two wives. One of them had children, and Hannah was the first wife. Hannah was the first wife. But Hannah didn't have no children because the Lord had shut up her womb. Not because of anything that she had done. The Lord shut her womb up. It just simply wasn't her season. And so she had a womb shut up by the Lord. And it said that she wanted a baby so bad, if I could just paraphrase it. You say, where can I find that in the scripture? I want to understand a little more about Hannah. Turn to 1 Samuel and the first chapter. And it'll tell you about Hannah. But I want you to know that Hannah cried and she wept and she prayed. It said that Hannah would go to the temple and she would pour her heart out to the Lord. And she said, Lord, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. If you'll just give me a son, Lord, I'll give him back to you. Somehow I could just identify with Hannah in her struggle, because when they had dinner at the table, Peninnah was sitting there with her children. Yes. And she didn't have any. Uh-huh. And so then whenever you think about it, you'd say that Elkanah loved her. The scripture tells us that. That he loved her more than. And because he loved her more than the second wife, though she gave him children, when it was time to give the offering, he would always give Hannah a double portion. It said a worthy portion. We've got to be found worthy, women. We've got to be found worthy. But he would give her a double portion because he loved her. And yet and still, she wasn't satisfied in her heart. She still wept and she still laid herself before the Lord, and she cried unto God, and she cried unto God. And you might ask the question is, why wasn't she just satisfied? But she wanted to give him a son. Because in that day, if you gave him the first son would have the right to his inheritance. And she knew that she had already lost out, because Peninnah had already had the first son. And so what I say to you is this, is that Hannah went to the temple, said that she had stopped eating. She wouldn't eat the food. The reason that she didn't eat the food is because her heart was so broken that she had no appetite. She was a broken woman. Though she had a husband that loved her. And what I want you to understand is that she went to the temple one day, and it said that as she was praying, she was talking to the Lord. And I know that all of us can identify with this. Because it said that while she was there at the temple, she kneeled down and she began to pray. And she said she was just moving her mouth, but the words were not coming out. She wasn't making an out loud plea to the Lord. She was praying to him. And in that prayer, though it doesn't say, I believe that she said, Lord, look on your handmaiden. That part is written. Look on your handmaiden and bless her, Lord. But Eli, the priest, thought that she was just drunk. She said, no, I've never drank anything. I haven't had any wine, but I am a woman of a sorrowful heart. Because my heart is so broken, I'm talking to the Lord in secret. When we speak to the Lord in secret, he will reward us openly. And the promise that she made to the Lord was that if you give me a son, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. I said to myself, I don't know how I could possibly say to the Lord, I'll give him back to you. You know, we dedicate our children. I say that sometimes. I'm getting ready to go to another place right now. But I just want you to understand something, that sometimes we say that we are going to give our children back, and we'll have these dedication ceremonies in the church, and they'll come and they'll have the baby, and the baby be just dressed up, and we'll have them laying there. And you don't even know the Lord. You just got your baby up there, giving him back to him. You haven't even had a relationship. Mother, we must live by an example. You won't invite me back next year, but it'll be okay. But what I say to you is that Hannah made a promise. And because she had a relationship with Jesus Christ, she could tell Eli the priest, I'm not drunk. I'm just talking to my Father in heaven. And what I've asked him for, I know that if I praise him, if I give him glory, that he'll give me the very desires of my heart. And we got to know that, women. But what I say to you is that he did just exactly what she said, what she asked him for. It says that they, after the meeting in the temple and after her prayer was finished, it says that they started on, before they started on their way home, they had a praise service. How many of you believe that you can praise your way through stuff that you can't do anything else with? That whenever it looks like all hope is gone, all that you got to do, you say to him, Lord, I didn't ask you for this, and I'm just going to stay down here on my knees, and I'm going to pray to you, Father. But in the midst of your praise, sometimes what you need to do is just get up off your knees and begin to praise him. Lift up holy hands to him. Give him glory. And in the midst of your giving him glory, he will come to your rescue and he'll grant you whatever your petition is when you have relationship with him. I said that persistence, we must be persistent, because if we are not persistent, then God doesn't always understand whether we're serious or not. You know, we can flip-flop back and forth and flip-flop. Oh, I'm holy today and tomorrow. I don't really care what I am. You know, I'm going to do my own thing. And then I pray because the word said, or I heard somebody say, that if I ask for forgiveness, that he'll forgive me. But your heart got to be right if you want forgiveness. You've got to change the heart in order for you to get what God has promised you. Women, it's a new season. We can't do what we've been doing because we are going to get exactly what we've been getting. But if we do a new thing in Jesus, he will begin to work in your favor. You heard the song? You heard the song, this is my season. This is my season. And if you believe that it is your season, then you can get what Hannah got from God. It said that after she and Elkanah had a praise service and they worshiped before the Lord, it said that they went home and he knew her. And the thing that I just love about that story is that it said that he knew her, and it says when they slept together in order that she would conceive, it said that the Lord remembered her. How many of us just want the Lord to remember us? I want the Lord to know my name. I want him to know who I am. And when I say Father, I want him to know, oh, that's my daughter down there. From little old Spring Lake Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. And when she calls my name, I'll go to her rescue, because I know that she don't just praise me on Sunday morning, but all through the week she has a conversation with me. While she's driving maybe to the grocery store, while she's going to the doctor's office, while she's going to visit with a sister who's broken and damaged, but I know who she is. That's the kind of relationship that you want to have with Jesus. And you can have it if you will just release all of the old stuff and walk in this new season that God has proclaimed over your life. He says in this that, yes, there is a time to everything under the heavens. Yes, there is a season of everything under the heavens. He said, but you know, me, my son, and the Holy Spirit have come together. Because whenever we read that 11th verse, I want you to understand that when it says that he had set the world in their heart, he's not talking about in our hearts. He's talking about in their hearts, because Jesus was there from the beginning and the Holy Spirit was there from the beginning, that the Trinity was there from the beginning, and that he said, we have come into an agreement because I want you to know that no man needs to understand the works that I've done. No man can understand it. But if you study your word, if you study your word and you read it and you ask God for revelation, he'll give it to you. For he said that he will reveal the hidden mysteries of his word. Satan is not going to leave you alone, just like he wouldn't leave Hannah alone. She was ragged to death. But as she praised God and prayed to God, the Lord delivered her from her circumstance, gave her a child, and whenever it was old enough to be weaned, it says that she took him back to the temple, and she gave him for the service of the Lord. Being obedient to your word, keeping your promise. No, I promise you, Lord, if you do this, don't try to bargain with the Lord. Don't be trying to bargain with the Lord. You don't need to bargain with the Lord, because he's in control of everything. So you will lose every time that you try to bargain with the Lord. But if you will not make him crazy promises and promises that you know you cannot keep, but instead of you making those promises, all that you need to do is just ask him for what you want. And then be obedient to his word. And you don't have to promise that you're going to be obedient. Just be obedient. Walk it out. Day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, walk it out, because in your waiting and in your praising, God will reward you. How did he reward Hannah? It tells us, if you continue to read the story, that he gave her two more sons and three daughters. And I might have that reversed, but I don't believe that I do. But anyway, I say that he gave her five other children, even though she did not have Samuel in the house. He gave her five other children. So the Lord rewarded her for her diligence to him, for the love that she had for him, and for the praise that she had in her heart. What I say to you this evening is, it's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new season that is coming your way. In conclusion, I say to you that we might ask God, Lord, how can I know that it is my season? Lord, how can I do? What can I do about being about my season? How can I really know that I need to go forward with what you have planned for me? How do I know that it is you instead of men that have told me? You heard it this morning in the message, and it says, I say to you again this afternoon, that the Lord will remember you as an individual. And it says that he will reward you, and he has no lapse in memory, that if you've asked him for something, he is willing and able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we might think or ask. You are not here by mistake. You are not here for any other purpose other than that of glorifying God. We believe that we need to pray in order that the Spirit of God will reveal what we are to do. All of us don't have the same gift. You would say, well, you know, she really knows how to organize things. But, you know, she get on my nerve with this. And she get, sometimes women can be the worst enemy to another woman. And I want all the women to just say, amen. Amen. Because you know it's the truth. Oh, that jealous spirit. Yes. Sounds like a Hannah and a Peninnah in the house. But in the house of God, we can sometimes be so mean to one another. Well, you know, I would love for us as women to put this program on. You can do it by yourself. Hey, look, grin in your face. Yeah, I help you. I make sure I ain't going Thursday night because they're going to be talking about what they're going to do. I got something else to do Thursday night. You say, well, we're going to change the meeting to Monday night. Oh, I got to go somewhere else on Monday night. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, you're busy every night because you have no intention of doing anything. But Jesus says it's a new season. And in this new season, in this new season, it is our time that we need to do what thus saith the Lord. We must walk according to his will. We must be obedient to what he tells us to do. And how can we do it? This is what I say to you. There was a songwriter who wrote a song. If I can find it on my paper, because I don't remember the line. But I just say to you this. That he wrote a song and it says, it's a new season, it's a new day, a fresh anointing is flowing my way, a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season that's coming to me. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. Even when you can't sing, if you want to sing for the glory of the Lord, he'll help you to sing. Amen. It'll help you to work. So we declare this evening, by the power of God, we declare this evening, women of Macedonia, and to all those that worship here in this service today, that all that is stolen and have been stolen from you is going to be returned to you. And it's going to be returned 100-fold. That even if you've been tried in the fire, you're going to come through as gold. You're going to cling to God's hand. And every promise that he has made, he still holds. For it's a new season. It's a new season that is coming to you. I declare and we decree to you this evening that as you leave this building today, put in your heart what it is that you want to do differently. But don't leave like you came. Don't leave like you came. Say, I'm going to think about things just a little bit different. For whenever I know that things in my life are not quite the way that they should be, know that those circumstances can be insurmountable and that you don't know what to do. If you will pray persistently and if you will believe God for it, Jesus is coming back one day. He said, I don't want to leave the message without saying to you that Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, he's looking for a church. He ain't looking for a building that's been made by man's hand. But he's looking for a building, a vessel that he has made. Let us be women that are vessels that God have made, worthy to go home to be with him when he comes. He died on the cross for our sins. He didn't go to the cross just for women. He died on the cross for everybody, for the young woman, for the baby, for the young adult, and for the old senior. He died for all of us if we will just trust him with our lives. It's worth the wait when we know that it's Jesus that we are waiting for. Many times we will wait all day for something else, but we have no patience in waiting on the Lord. So what I say to you today is wait on the Lord and be of good cheer. Wait, I say, on the Lord, for he is worthy. Amen. Amen. Thank you.